So my name is Rekha Sharma, and I'm a volunteer organizer with Unite Here Local 75. And we represent hotel workers, casino workers, food service workers, and workers in airport and concession stands. And while I do that, in my volunteer time, I also am supposed to work at the Novotel Hotel in Mississauga. And I, along with workers at the Novotel North York and the Novotel in Ottawa, have been part of an organizing drive for unionization for the past year and a half. So I wasn't actually supposed to speak today. It was supposed to be my coworkers, Jeff from Novotel Ottawa, who was fired for being unhappy at work. And Bastien, who works at the Novotel North York, since the organizing drive, who has been written up every single day and who they're trying to get rid of. But they were both called in to work today at the last minute, so I'm here. So a little bit about the hospitality industry and the service industry is that increasingly, like about 70% of the jobs here in North America are service sector jobs, and we have experienced things like job cuts, contracting out, workload increases, and pay decreases. And the industry has used the current market trends to take back what workers have fought real hard to gain in the past. So hotel workers in 2006 came together in big hotels and small hotels, and we fought really hard to line up our contracts in the unionized properties to line up at the same time to expire now this summer in 2010. And what that does is that we are able to bargain as one unit, and we're able to bargain for a citywide standard for service workers. And some of the things that the hotel workers have put on the bargaining table for negotiations this time around have come out of the several meetings since 2006 of what we're going to get ready in 2010 to do. So there were six key issues that we have decided to fight on. One of those is stable jobs, the right to work 8 hours a day, and the right to have job security in the workplace. The second thing is health and welfare, having a real health and welfare benefit plan and not having to pay for prescriptions or for dental or for vision. The third thing is retirement, being able to work one job, being able to retire on that one job with a good pension. The fourth thing is workload safety, workplace safety. As we saw last winter with the tragic injuries and deaths in the workplace of people, actually right here on Bloor, at the Holiday Inn on Bloor, there was a contractor that was electrocuted and killed. And things like that should not be happening when you're working for a world-class hotel. The fifth thing was to have subcontracting language, so our jobs are not done by conveyor belts, but are done by real human beings. And lastly, we want to focus on growth. As the industries are growing, we must grow as well. And for the focus on growth came out of looking at the Novotel Toronto Centre Hotel. The Novotel Toronto Centre recently had their strike authorization vote, and they voted 100% to strike in support of growth in the industry. So a little bit about the Novotel. The Novotel, I've worked there for about 2 years, and yes, I have lost my shift since I spoke at a rally a year and a half ago before the union vote, which tended to scare my coworkers, and hence we ended up losing that vote. It's in court right now, but since the labor board doesn't really look out for workers and really just backs up large corporations, I still have not had a single shift there. And so it's been a year and a half without any shifts, and Novotel is one of the largest hotels in North America. It is owned and operated by Accor. Accor is a French-based company, and Accor is the largest operator of hotels around the world. There is only two unionized Novotels in North America, one in Canada, which is the Toronto Centre Novotel, and one in New York, which took 12 years to organize. So you can tell how hard it was to actually set a standard in that hotel for workplace rights. And the media has been covering the G20 and what they call disruptions to that, and they focused their attention on the Novotel Toronto Centre. The Novotel Toronto Centre has decided to strike for those reasons, the six key issues, namely for growth, because if we don't have a unionized hotel in Mississauga and in Ottawa and in North York and in Toronto, that even the unionized property standards go down. So on June 24th is actually our first action at the Novotel Toronto Centre, where workers are planning rallies, pickets, work stoppages, and are going to be marching out of their workplace when the French delegates are staying at the Novotel Toronto Centre during the G20 to bring light to these issues. We're actually really excited, and we want to mobilize the largest contingent we can. So all the other hotels, which, you know, there was 32 of them that cast their votes, and in the news it's been that there was 94% strike authorization in all our hotel properties. We're actually just planning to focus right now on Accor. Accor has been having organizing drives in Morocco and Indonesia. And the French unions, as well as the Brazilian unions, have also decided to target Accor as a negative employer that does not respect workers' rights. The reason why Accor is set as a target is because in 1995, Accor actually signed an agreement with the International Union of Food Service Workers, saying that they will not oppose efforts for unionization in their workplaces around the world. Yet, there is only two unionized hotels in North America. There is something wrong with that picture. So, Accor has been set as a target, and the 7,000 hotel workers are going to be focusing on that hotel to make sure that we get those six key issues set as a standard in Novotel so that we can fight for it at the rest of our properties, and then we can win bargaining rights so I can go back to work, Bastien can go back to work, and Jeff can go back to work along with our coworkers. It's a short speech, but